Hey, it's Aiden Mortensen here with another Castle Country Focus interview. And today in the studio, we're joined by Price City Council member Lane Miller. We're talking what else? Culture connections.
Absolutely. Music in the park.
Lane, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate
sure.
it. You know, I think a good place to start is last week. Fleetwood Visions.
Oh,
what a spectacular show. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's probably as good a group as we've had in the many years that I've been involved. And I think probably the largest crowd. We had about 500 people.
You know, looking at the size of the crowd there, it was just stunning how many people had come out for Culture Connections, because earlier that day, the power had gone out across the city.
I thought we were dead.
I know. I thought, too. I was worried. There might not be Culture Connections, but as always, you guys were able to pull it together, and you were able to put on the concert. What did that look like behind the scenes as you're rushing to try and get generators going, trying to get power in the park?
Have you ever watched panic happen?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's what it was. It was panic. I didn't know what we were going to do. I couldn't find any generators from the city. Luckily, Kenny Driggs was there from Helper, and he said, "Hey, I've got one I can get you." So he ran to Helper and got us a generator, and that's what put us on.
You know,
Thank you, Kenny.
Big shout out to Kenny, because that's an impressive grab, because you're searching for generators in a time where everyone is probably searching for a generator.
Exactly.
It's a bit of a struggle, but you guys were able to get it, and you were able to pull it off. And like you said, probably one of the largest Culture Connection crowds we've ever seen.
And I've had nothing but real nice comments. You know, I like it when after the concert the people come up and comment and praise what was going on. That's kind of what makes it all worthwhile.
Yeah, and then there I can attest to this. There was a line waiting to do just that for you, because it was that good of a concert. I mean, you can't go wrong with the Fleetwood Mac songbook, and with a group who covers it so well, just a spectacular concert overall.
Yep.
Let's move from the past into the present now, Lane. We got another switch up in genre coming. We got some alternative rock and some alternative pop coming to the park this Thursday with Late for What?
Late for What? Yeah, I've listened to some of their songs. It's another young group, but they sound really good.
It is. And, you know, kind of reading through their bio on Spotify, one of the things they pride themselves on is their stage presence. And that's something that makes all the difference for a performer, because if you can control the stage, if you can control the crowd, it's something that is really going to play to your benefit.
And it's kind of a something that's difficult to judge unless you've actually seen them, but the relationship between the crowd and the musicians, that's probably 80% of a concert.
It is. No, because, you know, you go to a concert, you love hearing the live music, but it's that interaction you get with the artist as well. And the groups this summer have just done that so well. It's been a great Culture Connection season so far, and we're a little over halfway done now, and that's crazy to think about.
I know. That means fall's coming. Christmas can't be far away. I'm sorry. I shouldn't go there. That was terrible, wasn't it?
That was terrible. But yeah, and it goes back to what we always talk about in these Culture Connection interviews, and that this is something for everybody. Maybe you're not a Fleetwood Mac fan. Maybe you're not a fan of the 50s.
I can't imagine that.
Yeah, no, it's a rare person.
Yeah,
for sure.
It is. That's right.
Maybe you're not a fan of the 50s, 60s, 70s, but the genre is changing so consistently that you're going to have something that you're bound to like at some point over the course of the season.
I think that's our strong point. If you look at the folks who come to Culture Connection, we have a core group of probably 150 or 200 people who show up every week, no matter what group it is. They're supportive. They love what we're doing. They love music. And I'm seeing the same folks at Helper Vibes for the music.
You know, it's nice that we're kind of becoming a hub culturally for music in Utah. I mean, you got Helper Vibes, you have Culture Connections. Music across Carbon County has really just taken off in the past few years.
I'd like to say we want to be the music center of Eastern Utah. But why limit it to Eastern Utah, Southern Utah, Music Center of Utah, the West?
I think you're climbing there pretty well. I mean, these free concerts each week, they're driving people out, they're getting people out, and, you know, it's great for the community as well. They're getting out, they're being able to interact with some people they might not have met before, and it really helps build that community atmosphere that we love so much here in the Castle Country.
You know, a real good example of that, and this is kind of a hint about what's coming up, we have an ABBA tribute band coming for International Days. I have family coming from Salt Lake. My wife has family coming from Salt Lake. And it's, I'd rather be known for music than other things.
Oh, yeah. No, if you want to leave the city council known for anything, it's going to be your impact on the music scene here in the city and the county as a whole. Now, let's take a little preview into next week, because it's International Days, of course, and we'll dive into it a little closer next week. But we're looking at the slate of live entertainment you have lined up. It's going to be another just incredible year at International Days.
I think we can kind of give a hint by saying opening night is going to be Los Hermanos de los Andes.
Always a fan favorite.
Yes, and not quite a local group, but a local guy in the group, and they've been coming for years. And then the very last one is going to be an ABBA tribute band.
So
everything in between.
And, you know, it goes back to that, having that wide berth of genres. I mean, you can't get much different than Los Hermanos de los Andes and an ABBA cover band. So you really do have something for everyone over this three-day span.
We do. And I'm working on the weather. I'm getting the weather down. We don't have to worry about rain. I almost have that taken care of.
Got that government weather machine up and running. I'm glad to hear that. Now, Lane, unfortunately, we are running out of time. But is there anything you want to leave our listeners with?
Just keep supporting us. We love having people come. We love doing this. Culture Connection has become a real fabric of what Price City is, and it's a good thing.
I couldn't agree with you more. It's one of my favorite things that I've discovered moving back to the area over the past year. Culture Connection, just truly a staple. Lane, always a pleasure to have you in here. Thanks for taking the time to come talk to us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's always good talking to you.
Again, we had Price City Council member Lane Miller in the studio, and we're talking Price City Culture Connection coming up this Thursday, July 17th, starting at 7 p.m. in Washington Park. They got alternative pop group Late for What, another concert you're bound to love. And for more Castle Country Focus interviews like this one, you can stay tuned to KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM, or you can listen on the Castle Country Radio app. And for the KOAL Newsroom, I'm Aiden Mortensen.